third preseason game. Does it still hold the significance for a veteran player?
It does. I mean, it's just one of these situations where this may be the last kind of dress rehearsal getting ready for the season. You know, I don't really have any expectations, really, but just to get better from last week. As you know, we don't control whether we win or lose, but our preparation we do control. So, you know, if we prepare better than we did the week before, you know, the way we play should reflect that.
You and I have talked a lot about how you and Chad have developed this unspoken communication. How different will it be for Bortles to be in on Friday night in Detroit for you?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that. Like, Blake is one of those guys that, you know, since he's come in, you know, his humility has been just amazing. You know, a guy that gets drafted that high coming into a situation, you know, like he came into with Chad there being able to answer all of his questions. I mean, you know, when he's out there on the field, they're both almost kind of like the same guys, like just good personalities on and off the field. Blake asks a lot of questions when we're out there. The chemistry is still the same. You know, I've been in there and repped with him before. So, you know, it's been good to see that both of those guys are, you know, one mind, you know, one heartbeat and working together to compete and get better.
This is a team with really transition going on right now. Two key spots. Center is a position that's open. Quarterback's a position that could change. How difficult is it for the offense with those two spots seemingly open to move forward and go where you want to go?
It's tough, but at the end of the day, like, we don't play GM. You know what I mean? We have to go out there and handle our business as such, and then, you know, whatever they feel what's the best for the team, that will, you know, be what it's going to be. But as far as us and taking care of our responsibilities to make their job easier, that's what we can focus on. And so that's all, you know, that's all we're really focused on.
Final thought, how important is it for this team to have that move tight end, that alternate guy to take some of the pressure off of you? In other words, how much would it help you guys to have Clay Harbor back?
I mean, obviously, you know, with the ability he has, it's going to be awesome to get him back. You know, we can't wait for him to get healthy. At the end of the day, you know, we got young guys, too, that have to step up. It's awesome to take some pressure off of me sometimes and take some of the, you know, attention off of me. But at the end of the day, whatever they need me to do, I'll do, whether it be in the pass game or the run game. So it just is what it is, you know.